Imagine a world where every setback becomes a stepping stone, every obstacle transforms into opportunity, and every no gets replaced with yes and. This is the world discovered by 4-Day Weekend, a comedy troupe that began as a 6-week experiment in 1997 and evolved into a cultural institution performing over 5,700 shows for more than 1 million people worldwide. Their journey from a dark apartment with no electricity to performing for presidents and Congress reveals the transformative power of a simple 2-word philosophy. In a society dominated by no-but thinking, these comedians discovered that yes-and creates magic by embracing possibilities rather than shutting them down. 4 comedians sat in a dingy apartment with the electricity cut off, 3 recently fired from a comedy club they'd built to success, the 4th having abandoned his stand-up career over management disputes. Like all comedy journeys, theirs began with painful silence and empty rooms. What makes their story remarkable wasn't just talent, but their discovery that collaboration could take them further than solo efforts. The pivotal moment came when Frank used earnings from McDonald's commercials to train at the Second City in Chicago, returning with the yes and philosophy that would change everything. When they were eventually fired, what seemed like career disaster became their greatest opportunity. In the darkness of apparent failure, they asked, "What if we started our own show implementing an environment that celebrated yes and?" With nothing but passion, trust in each other's talents, and readiness to seize opportunities, they approached Casa on the Square Theater and secured a 6-week trial run for an 11 p.m. slot. Your thoughts manifest in your life. You become what you think. Creation begins with intention and is fulfilled through belief. As Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. When we believe in success, we attract like-minded others. 4-Day Weekend's first show drew nearly 85 people, but their second night attracted just 22, a pattern that continued for months. Rather than becoming discouraged, they focused on delivering exceptional performances, believing quality would eventually find an audience. They distributed flyers throughout Sundance Square, took no salaries, and reinvested all profits. Passion emerges when people feel valued and heard, developing loyalty that forms the foundation of organizational success. By embracing that there are no bad ideas, only higher and lower percentage choices, possibilities multiply. As Sun Tzu noted, loyalty is above all based on appreciation. When people feel appreciated, their passion becomes contagious. 4-Day Weekend survived its initial run and secured a year-long extension, averaging 40 people per show. Their breakthrough came when theater critic Todd Camp featured them in a Weekend article, reaching 750,000 people, instantly selling out all shows. This single opportunity led to performing for 2 presidents and Congress, receiving Fort Worth's Key, winning Small Business of the Year, and becoming TCU Entrepreneurs in Residence. Another pivotal moment occurred when they discovered an unused 212-seat theater at Caravan of Dreams. With local support, they secured this ideal space at a fraction of its value and upgraded to primetime weekend shows. In improvisation, performers always portray people who know and like each other. When people share experiences and goals, everyone works harder for success. Being open to all ideas transforms individual visions into group visions, exponentially increasing chances for success. Moving to a new theater doubled their space and responsibilities. When their musical director left and a cast member stepped down, their improvisational mindset proved valuable. Their onstage adaptability transferred to their business model, developing a group mind, similar to a basketball team making unselfish passes toward shared goals. This exemplifies their return on improvisation concept, providing experiential value beyond monetary exchange. When a New York critic offered constructive criticism about their musical improvisation, they embraced the feedback rather than becoming defensive, transforming one performer's domain into a group responsibility, and ultimately making it a show highlight. We diminish our impact when we merely copy other success formulas instead of being authentic. The key is valuing differences while honoring your own talents. Despite their theater success, they naively self-financed a TV pilot without securing Hollywood representation, learning that nobody cared about their Fort Worth comedy show. This taught them a crucial lesson. We only control the quality of our work. Focusing on excellence in the present moment, rather than worrying about an unpredictable future, positions us for success. Their experience with Southwest Airlines perfectly demonstrates yes and in action. When the airline couldn't afford their full fee, they found a creative solution. Southwest arranged for a writer to observe their session. The resulting four-page feature, rather than a small blurb, launched them nationally, eventually leading to a presentation for Congress with President Obama in attendance, all from embracing a limitation creatively. Their customer-first philosophy extends to handling failures. When a disabled couple couldn't access their theater after 45 minutes, they offered not just refunds, but free tickets and dinner at an upscale restaurant, resulting in glowing reviews and public praise. Organizations implementing Yes And experience remarkable transformations. One hospital rose from last place to number one in employee satisfaction within 8 months through daily practice. Like fitness, consistency matters most. This philosophy even led them to create the Maccabee on the Mantle, an award-winning Hanukkah-themed children's product they later sold to a larger manufacturer, a venture unrelated to comedy but aligned with their life philosophy. When 4-Day Weekend needed to expand their cast to ensure their legacy, they embraced change as empowerment, exactly what improvisation teaches. By trusting others, they became more effective themselves. Some qualities can't be taught: stage presence, likability, charisma, and especially passion. In 1997, they performed countless shows without pay because they loved what they were doing. They had no plan B because plan B was just BS. This genuine passion shows in their performances and extends to their keynotes and workshops. Building on opportunities has always been their method. After performing with former President George W. Bush, they were unexpectedly invited to meet him despite Secret Service instructions. This connection led to performing for troops overseas and fulfilling a soldier's dream of connecting with his presidential namesake. Their journey culminated in 2017, celebrating their 20th year by selling out Fort Worth's 2,000-seat Bass Hall. Taking the stage before dignitaries, clients, fans, and family, they realized they'd achieved something remarkable, not alone, but with supporters who helped them dream. If friends with $2,100 and a dream could yes and their way to success, imagine what you might accomplish with your gifts. This philosophy can transform your life too. Say yes and to possibilities and treat setbacks as happy accidents revealing their purpose. The world needs more builders than blockers, more creators than critics. Your extraordinary life is just two words away. Yes and.